庆祝我们的神。
Every time we participate in the Lord's Supper, it is to encourage us and bind us all together.
这个时候，愿你圣灵膏抹你仆人的口。
May the Holy Spirit anoint the mouth of your servant.
让我们领受你生命之道。
So that we all can receive your bread of life.
成为我们每一天的力量。
And that it can become a strength for our daily life.
祷告感谢，奉耶稣的名。
And all of these we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
就上帝拯救人类的计划，在亚当夏娃堕落的时候，那个时候开始，他的计划拯救人类。
God's plan of salvation started ever since Adam and Eve fell and fell into sin.
旧约从创世纪到马拉基书，一再的出现对弥赛亚的预言。
The Old Testament from Genesis all the way to Malachi has lots of prophecy prophesying the arrival of the Messiah.
所以耶稣从死里复活，看见门徒的时候，就对他们说，凡摩西的书、先知的书以及诗篇，凡指着我的话，都必须应验。
When Jesus arose from the grave and he saw his disciples, he said this to them. He said, everything must be fulfilled that is written about me from the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
那么耶稣的降生，耶稣的定十字架，耶稣的复活，他的话就应验了。
And all of this will fulfill in Christ's incarnation, his resurrection, and his ascension.
人一直在这个世界上寻求那个爱。
Mankind has been looking for love in this world.
可是人的爱是残缺不全的。
But our love are not complete and is really incomplete.
因为人是有罪的。
Because we have sins.
所以人是软弱的。
And that makes us weak.
人是有很多的缺点。
There are a lot of weaknesses in man.
人的能力，人所知道的是非常有限。
Our ability, our knowledge are very limited.
人也没有办法像上帝这样无所不在。
And man can never be like God who is omnipotent.
为什么有些人他有父母？
Why do we all have parents?
有妻子儿女。
And we have wives and children.
他为什么还要去寻找爱呢？
Even with all of these, why does this person still need to go look for love?
他也说不出来这个爱到底是什么。
And he can't even explain what this love is.
就是神的爱。
This love is God's love.
所以耶稣基督的降世。
So with the incarnation of Christ,
他的定十字架,
him being crucified on the cross,
他给我们人类有了一个全备完美的救恩。
With that, he's given mankind this full and a perfect love.
所以我们就找到了那种让我们满足的爱。
And from this, we can find this very satisfying love.
在26节这里说, 主的身体为我们死在十字架上。
Verse 26, it says, the Lord's body was broken on the cross for us.
耶稣在犹太人的逾越节的那天晚上, 他设立了今天的圣餐。
In the Jewish Passover feast, Jesus established what we call the Last Supper or Holy Communion now.
一直到今天，全世界所有的犹太人，每一次在犹太历的这个三月逾越节的时候，他们都会庆祝逾越节。
Even until now, all the Jewish people all around the world on the day of Passover, they will celebrate.
那么一家之主，他就是拿那个饼。
The head of the family would pick up a bread.
然后他把那个饼拨开。
And he will break the bread.
他说这个饼呢，是我们的祖先呢，在埃及呢，受苦受难的那个饼。
And he would say that, well, this bread is the bread when our ancestors, while they were still in Egypt, while they were suffering, this is the bread that they ate.
因为在那一天的晚上,
because on that night,
那个面命的天使,
the angel of death,
如果看到 这谁的家门框门楣有那个血？
When he see any blood, they were painted, they were splashed on a door post.
所以他就越过去。
The angel of death will pass over.
以色列的长子就没有被杀。
And that's why the firstborn of anyone were not killed.
所以他们就很平安的啊，顺利的过了红海，就出了埃及了。
And that's how they were able to safely cross the Red Sea and leave Egypt.
那么，耶稣就是今天被杀逾越节被杀的羔羊。
Jesus is that lamb that was sacrificed on the Passover night.
耶稣在逾越节晚餐啊，有一个图是啊，最后的晚餐，我不晓得那个图啊。
There's a picture that is the Last Supper.
有一幅图。
We need to change PowerPoint.
有吗？最后的晚餐那个图。哦，这。
That is a picture of the Last Supper.
你们知道谁是犹大吗？
You know who Judas was?
这里没有写啊，就是在那天晚上。
It's not in the picture, but it was on that night.
他在庆，不但庆祝犹太人的逾越节。
Not only were they celebrating the Passover feast.
他也庆祝，耶稣也庆祝他自己要死。
Jesus was also celebrating his own death.
你想世界上有哪一个人？
Who in this world?
明天早上九点我就要死了。
Who knew that he was going to die the next morning?
那我今天晚上还在庆祝。
Yet still was celebrating the night before.
这是不可思议的事情。
That's just unfathomable.
因为耶稣的死。
Because of Christ's death.
我们得救了，我们就活了。
We are saved and we can live.
如果他不死，那我们都不能得救，我们都要灭亡。
Because if Christ did not die, we will all die too.
所以他在庆祝。
That was why he celebrated.
是庆祝所有信主的人都会得救。
This was to celebrate for all believers.
而且从这个时候开始。
And it was from that moment on.
耶稣所设立的这个圣餐。
This Last Supper that Jesus established at that time,
就取代了犹太人逾越节的那个晚餐。
That replaced the Passover feast that the Jews celebrated.
当施洗约翰看到耶稣的时候
，When John the Baptist saw Jesus,
他第一句话说什么
？He said,
他不是说哎你好你好先生。
John the Baptist said, "Oh, hey, hello, Jesus."
看啊，神的羔羊。
He said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
他是被杀的羔羊。
The sacrificial lamb.
耶稣的身体的死是对全人类的一个祝福，也是我们的一个感谢。
Jesus' death is also a blessing for all of us.
从有人类到现在，有哪一个人他的死是带给全人类的祝福？
Ever since man, was there any man whose death could have brought blessings to the whole mankind?
有哪一个人他的死让我们天天在那里感谢他？
Is there any man whose death grants us praises and thankfulness on a daily basis?
只有耶稣。
Only Christ.
因为他的死救我们脱离罪恶的捆绑。
Because his death has set us free from the bondages of sin.
救我们脱离罪恶的咒诅。
From the bondage of the curse of sin.
所以中国人很喜欢算命。
Chinese people likes to go astrology.
算命啊。我常常跟他们讲，你不要算命了。
They like to go fortune telling.
你信耶稣，你的命就好了。
So I told them don't go to fortune tellers. Just believe in Christ.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为罪的咒诅在每一个人的身上。
Because there's this curse of sin on everyone.
耶稣替你替我死的时候，那个罪的咒诅就没有了。
But when Christ died for you and me, He broke that curse.
他救我们脱离撒旦魔鬼的捆绑。
He saved us from the bondages of Satan.
在我一生的传道生涯，有时候常常是要去赶鬼。
In my 30 plus years of ministry, I had experience of
evil spirit.
You're chasing evil exorcism, I guess.
把鬼从一个人身上赶出去。
I have to deliver evil spirit out of somebody's body.
因为被魔鬼捆绑了，他是非常的身心灵是非常的煎熬，非常的痛苦。
Because for a person who has been possessed by evil spirits, live their life in torment.
所以为什么我们要感谢？
And that why, so why do we need to give, offer thanksgiving? Because Christ has saved us from all of these bondages. But even more so, we need to give thanks to Christ for all of his blessings that are so full. Because he wants to be with us. This is not elusive.
这实实在在要跟你同在。
It is factually accurate that Christ wants to be with us.
他要保护你，看顾你。
Christ wants to protect us. He wants to be with us.
供应你一切的需要。
He wants to supply us for all of our needs.
他给你恩典。
He blesses us with.
他赐福你一切的需要。
He blesses us with everything that we need.
所以我们今天领圣餐，不但是纪念，也是感谢。
And so as we participate in, as we observe the Lord's Supper, not only do we remember him, we thank him. Jesus died. His body was a sacrifice for us.
这个饼这个剥开,
as we break the bread,
是因为耶稣他破碎他自己,
that symbolizes Jesus' broken body for us.
圣经说耶稣大声哀哭恳求那救他免死的主。
The scripture recorded Jesus cried out to God to save him from this pain.
虽然他是神，但是他也是人。
Even though Christ was God, he was also fully man.
钉十字架是非常痛苦的事情。
It was painful to be nailed on the cross.
因为钉子钉在手上。
Because there's a nail pierced through your hand.
钉在脚上。
And on the feet.
没有打麻醉，麻针是非常的痛的。
There was no anesthetic, so it was really painful.
但是他顺服上帝。
But because he was submissive to God,
他说照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
Christ said, "According to your will, not my will."
所以他因为他的顺服，就为了我们钉十字架。
It was because for us that he submitted to God.
他把自己当成馨香的祭物，在十字架上把自己献给上帝。
He offered himself as a fragrant offering of sacrifice, to God, on our behalf.
那我们做什么？
What do we do then?
我们把我们的身心灵成为道来献给神。
What we can do is offer ourselves in body, in spirit, and in with our soul, and we become the Word.
不知道有多少人哈，能够对人就是。你看看我就知道我是跟随耶稣的。
I don't know how many people can say to their friends and say, "Just look at me, I'm a follower of Christ."
彼得、约翰被犹太人公会抓去。
Peter and John, they were taken by the Jewish council.
他们怎么说呢
？What did they say?
说这两个人没有读过书，没有学问。
They said that, well, these two men, they are uneducated.
但是他们是跟过耶稣的。
They were ordinary men, but they were followers of Christ.
我有好几次在这个超级市场。
There were many times where I was in the grocery store.
还有那个餐厅。
And in restaurants.
碰到一些中国人。
I bump into some Chinese.
我不认识他们。
I don't know them.
他们也不认识我。
They don't know me either.
然后他就跑过来。
They will come up to me.
你是牧师吗
？Are you a pastor？
吓得
，I was shocked.
你认识我吗
？How do you know me？
你这个样子看起来像牧师。
They said, "Well, you look like a pastor."
有一次我还穿个短裤偷鞋，实在是不像话。
One time I was even in my shorts and flip flops.
可是我回去猛照镜子，我哪里有写我是牧师
？And then I go back and look at myself in the mirror. I go, "Where does my head say that I'm a pastor?"
原来看到我在吃东西的时候在祷告。
Because when they saw me, while I was eating, I was praying. I was saying grace.
可是很多基督徒在吃东西也在祷告啊。
But then many Christians, while they were eating, also were saying grace.
所以他就对我说。
And so they said to me.
牧师，我买单了。哎呦，他说我买单，你是付账，他们付账。
Also, they told me that they paid for my bill.
我们一个青年跟我说。
So one person said to me.
奇怪，我在餐厅吃饭，怎么没有人替我买单
？I've always eaten in the restaurant. How come nobody pay for my bill?
我想，你里面那个生命久了。
I believe that once you have the life of Christ in you long enough,
很自然的会流露出说你是一个基督徒。
It should be very natural to flow out of you, the life of Christ.
你是跟过耶稣的。
That you have followed Christ.
耶稣呢？他有好几次啊，跟门徒说：“我要受苦、被杀，第三天要复活。”
There are many times that Jesus had told his disciples that he would have to suffer, be crucified, and resurrect from the death.
有没有一个人说他要去一个地方是要去死的
？Is there anyone who had ever said that? Well, I'm going to this place, and I'm going to go to this place and die.
因为人家都想办法去逃。
Because most people will want to run away from death.
但路加福音第九章说怎么说呢
？But Luke 9 said this.
说耶稣定义向耶路撒冷去。
That Jesus was determined to walk towards Jerusalem.
他去做什么
？Why did he need to go there?
他就是要为你为我死。
He goes there to die for you and for me.
这世界上没有这样的。
There is no man like this on earth.
只有耶稣。
Only Christ.
所以在哥林多前书第十章十六节这样说。
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 10:16 says this.
他说我们统领这个祝福的杯。
That we are taking this cup of thanksgiving together.
是纪念耶稣所流的血。
Is to remember the blood that Christ has shed for us.
我们统领这个饼。
And we take of this bread.
是纪念耶稣的身体。
Is to remember Christ's body.
所以我们彼此要怎么办呢
What do we do among us then?
在哥林多前书十二章二十五节说，我们要彼此相顾，互相照顾，意思就是说要互相彼此相爱。
First Corinthians says that we need to love each other.
那在二十七节、二十八节，耶稣说：“要我们纪念他的血，是为多人流，为我们流的。”
Verse 27-28 says that we need to remember the blood that was shed for many.
耶稣拿起杯来祝谢。
Jesus took the cup, gave thanks.
在犹太人的习惯是逾越节那天晚上，他们要吃无酵饼。
According to Jewish custom, on the night of the feast of the Passover, they need to they eat the unleavened bread.
那么他们呢，要先吃那个苦菜。
And they first need to eat a bitter herb.
然后呢，就把杯子这样传，传过去。
And then they will pass the cup around.
然后就会说，这是苦杯，这是苦杯。
And they will say, "This is the bitter cup, bitter cup."
但是感谢主，我们耶稣呢？第三天从死里复活以后
，But we thank God that Christ rose from the dead three days later.
这个苦杯就变成福杯。
This bitter cup has been transformed into a cup of blessings.
所以诗篇二十三篇第五节说：“他使我的福杯满溢。”
And that's why Psalms 23:5 says, "He my cup overflows."
诗篇十六篇第五节这样子说。
Psalm 16:5 says,
耶和华是我的产业。
Lord, you alone are my portion.
你知道这句话是什么意思吗
？What does that mean?
上帝就是我的财产。
That means God is my treasure.
对
，treasure. God is my treasure.
好，所以我们去看很多信心伟人的故事。
And if you were to read a lot of stories of a lot of heroes and great men.
他们两手空空。
Their hands were empty.
但他们出去为上帝开拓了这个天国的事业。
But then they go out, they reach out, and they spread the gospel of God to many.
他们都没有缺乏。
They lack nothing.
所以我常常去探望，告诉一些弟兄姐妹。
And so whenever I visit friends and brothers and sisters, this is what I say to them.
不要忧虑。
Do not worry.
上帝是你的产业。
God is your treasure. It's your portion.
他是我杯中的份。
He is a portion of my cup.
他是我的福杯。
He is my cup of blessing.
他不但给我够用。
not only does he satisfy me,
还满出来,
it overflows.
流去给别人,
it overflows to people around me.
你知道吗? 台湾的很多的大学、孤儿院、养老院, 很多的慈善机构, 都是美国的教会去那里设的。
There are many organizations like orphanages and schools and colleges in Taiwan are there because they were being established by many American churches, missionaries that went over there.
因为上帝使美国的教会福杯满溢够用，就流到台湾去了。
Because God has made the missionaries and the churches here in America has blessed them so much and it overflow to Taiwan.
所以, 啊, 在诗篇116篇,
in Psalm
116,
I will lift up the cup of salvation
称颂耶和华的名,
and call on the name of the Lord.
Okay, 这里有吗? 没有, okay. 有没有那个, okay, 我们一起来读好不好, 来。
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
我们用英文读一遍, 来。
In English,
I will lift up the cup of salvation, and call on the name of the Lord. 所以我们知道啊，我们基督徒啊，就会也会干杯嘛，但是不是喝酒哦。下一次，如果我们在吃饭啊，如果你请我去吃饭，我们干杯啊，咖啡也好茶，我们举起救恩的杯，恭喜你啊！ 你成为基督上帝的儿女，我们举起救恩的杯，称颂耶和华的名。
So we as believers, with whatever cup we have, it doesn't have to be a drinking. Whatever is coffee or tea that you have in your cup, in your hand, the next time when we meet and have a meal together, let us raise our cup together and we can cheers. We can say cheers to the cup of salvation.
因为这是主耶稣以我们立约的恩典的血。
Because this cup is a new covenant that was established by the blood of Christ. And it was given as a ransom for many, for everyone, I mean, for many that is in this world. There is one problem that man cannot solve in this world. That is the problem of sin. The forgiveness of sin. The cleansing of sin. Only the Son of God, Jesus Christ, can solve this.
这个世界上不管是哪一个伟人、哪一个圣人、哪一个教主， 他还是个罪人。
Doesn't matter how great you are, if you are the greatest man on this earth, this man cannot do this for you.
他不能解决你这个罪的问题。
He cannot solve your problem of sin.
耶稣解决了。
But Christ could and he had.
我们得到释放,
we have been forgiven.
我们因信称义,
and we have been justified by faith.
神看我们是没有罪,
and when God looks at you, he doesn't see sin in you.
我们跟上帝有正常的关系,
we have a right relationship with God now.
就是父子的关系,
that is the relationship of a father and a son.
所以保罗告诉我们, 没有人能够控告我们啊。
And God, so Paul said, no one could charge against us. Romans 8:33, who will bring any charge against this brothers and sisters? Because Christ has died for them. Who could condemn these Christians? Because Christ rose from the dead. And that's why we thank God.
我们是上帝的儿女。More
importantly, we are all children of God.
所以加拉太书4章第6节,
Galatians 4:6.
我们一起来读来哈。 你们既为儿子, 神就差他儿子的灵进入我们的心, 呼叫阿爸父。 English 来。
Because you are his sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, Abba Father.
所以我们可以, 叫上帝说, 亲爱的天, 我的阿爸父,
So we can come to God and we say, Dear Heavenly Father, Abba Father.
我常常跟人家说,
I say this very often.
我生长在一个大富人家,
I live in a rich man's house. I live in with a rich family.
很多人都吓一跳,
they are all shocked.
你租那个房子才1100 square feet， 你这么大户人家。
They look at me, go, oh, what? Your house is only like 1000 square feet. What do you mean by you live in a great mansion?
我说你知道我爸爸是谁吗？
And so I asked him, do you know who my father is?
你们都有答案了，对不对？
You all have the answer, don't you?
你们有没有答案啊？
Do you have the answer?
我爸爸跟你爸爸一样不一样？
Is my heavenly father the same as your heavenly father?
还有谁比上帝更有钱啊，更富有啊？
Who is richer and
你看,
had,
我们可以称上帝阿爸父呢？
Who's richer than our heavenly father? And we can call God our heavenly father.
29节到30节说， 主要以我们喝新的那个日子，到底是什么意思？
Verse 29, Jesus said, until the day when I drink it new with you. What does that mean?
他说，从今以后我不再喝这葡萄酒。Is
that I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on.
我今天要讲的一个重点就是谦卑完美的救恩。
My theme for today is the full and perfect salvation.
这里有讲到七点。
There are 7 points here.
好，第一个啊，纪念耶稣的降生拯救。这个救恩，第一个，如果他没有降生，那我们一切希望都没有了。
Point number one was to remember that Christ was born to save the world. Well, if he was not born, then we have no hope.
第二，我们纪念耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架。如果他不为我们死，那我们就要死，我们就要灭亡。
Well, secondly, remember that Christ died on the cross for us. Oh, if he did not die for us, then we ourselves would have to die.
我们纪念耶稣的复活。
We remember his resurrection.
如果他没有复活，
If God, Jesus did not resurrect,
我们不但没有希望，
not only do we not have hope,
我们是绝望。
We are hopeless.
因为我们是信的，是跟一般人一样死的，他的尸体留在坟墓里。
Because we are like the rest of the world who believe in a person whose body is still dead in the tomb.
我告诉你，当你信耶稣受洗，领受首次的圣灵的时候。
Once you've received Christ as your Savior and had received the Holy Spirit into your life,
你的灵魂复活。
The spirit in you is alive.
耶稣再来的时候，那些睡了的基督徒，他要从坟墓里面复活。
When Christ returns again, those who has been asleep will rise from the tomb.
我们要纪念耶稣的再来。We
remember Jesus coming again.
他要再来接我们回到天家去。
He's coming again to take us back into heaven with him.
他如果没有再来，
If he doesn't come again,
那我们就一直在这个地球上，
then we'll all remain on this earth.
就跟一般人一样。
Then we are just like anybody else.
我们纪念耶稣的升天。
We remember Jesus' ascension.
使徒行传1章11节。
Acts 11:1.
天使 对耶稣的门徒说，
The angel said to the disciples,
说加利利人啊，
Men of Galilee,
你们怎么样看耶稣升天？
Why do you stand here looking into the sky?
你们还要看他怎么样再来？
This you will see how he will return.
再来接我们。
He'll come back and receive us with him.
所以当耶稣再来的时候，
So when Jesus returned again,
我们也要升天。
We will all rise with him.
但是那个时候有一部分的人，
But then a portion of people,
那些不升天的人，
those who will not rise with him,
他们就看着我们，
they will be looking up at us.
那时候后悔羡慕都已经太晚了。
By then they will regret, but it will be too late.
我们看第七个，
point
第六,
seven.
Okay.
Six.
我们纪念神在新天新地亲自与我们同在。
Remember that God will be with us in the new heavens and new earth.
圣经说有一天这个地球会没有。
The Bible says that one day this earth will be no more.
我们在新天新地，神亲自永远与我们同在。
We will be with God forever and ever.
第七个是纪念在天家，我们要与主一同作王到永远。
Point seven, we will reign with Christ forever and ever.
这七个。
So this 7 points.
七在圣经就是完全的意思。
Seven in scripturally means a complete.
所以这是个谦卑完美的。 救恩,
this is the full and perfect salvation.
弟兄姐妹有没有感觉到？
Brothers and sisters, do you feel this?
原来你是这么一个有福的人。
You're filled with blessings.
对, 这七个谦卑完美的救恩的爱竟然在你身上。
All of this seven full and perfect salvation is in you.
所以你应该很有力量。
So you should be filled with strength.
今天爱宴以后，你走路都有风啊！哇，我是这样一个有盼望的人。
Today after you partake of the Lord's Supper, you should be filled with so much power and strength.
这七个完备的救恩竟然在你我身上。
The seven points they're in you, in your body.
那耶稣说，从今以后。我不再跟你们喝这葡萄，是喝新的，是什么意思呢
？So what does Christ mean when he said, "Unto the day when I will drink this new with you"? What does Jesus mean by that？
啊，就是在这个启示录十九章九节这样子说。
This is found in Revelation 19:9.
羔羊就是耶稣。
The lamb is Christ.
新妇就是我们。
The bride is us, the church.
羔羊起新妇的时候
when the lamb come and wed the bride
我们在天上与耶稣一同坐席
we will be seated in heaven with God
到了那个时候我们就没有这个圣餐了
when that day comes we no longer need this the Lord's Supper
所以这耶稣说我不再喝跟你们喝这个葡萄汁直到有一天你我在天上与主相见。
That is what Jesus said that I will not drink of this anymore until you and I are in heaven together again.
所以基督徒的人生是一个诗歌的人生。
And so life of a Christian is a life of a hymn.
我问你们哈
praise song.
如果一个人很忧伤，他会唱歌吗？会不会
？May I ask you a question? If someone is sad and down, do you think that person will be singing?
在台湾 有人专门、替人家唱歌的。
In Taiwan, there are a certain group of people that sings for others.
就是在丧事的时候，他在那里哭。
They go to a funeral and they cry at the funeral.
这些人很厉害，说哭就哭。
These people are they are something because they can cry on demand.
啊，哭完就去吃百会啊。
And they'll cry, and after that, they'll go for a feast.
啊，这是一个 special case， 这很特例啊。
They are very special.
这表示说，你的心情是非常的喜乐。
But we're really happy. We're filled with joy.
他们唱这个诗歌就是诗篇114篇到118篇。
When they sing, they were singing from Psalm 114 to 118.
我们的主亲自带领我们唱赞美的诗歌。
That is when our Lord will personally lead us in singing hymns.
所以为什么我们每次聚会都要唱诗歌
？That is why whenever we gather, we sing and praise.
是要歌颂赞美上帝。
Because we sing and we praise God.
可是有些教会唱诗歌是做什么呢
？But there are some churches who sings for
等人。
The thing to wait for people to arrive.
10:45做礼拜。
The service starts at 10:45.
我们再多唱一首。
Let's sing one more song.
再多唱两首。
Let's sing two more songs.
因为有的人还在路上。
Because there are some who are late.
有的人刚刚起床。
Some who are just waking up.
唱诗歌不是要等人的。
But that shouldn't be why we sing. Not to wait for people. We sing to worship God.
感谢主，我们教会没有唱诗歌在等人。
Well, we praise God that in our church we don't sing to wait upon people.
那个哥罗西书他说第三章说我们要颂词、诗章、灵歌来歌颂神。
In Colossians 3 it says we sing through psalms, hymns, and songs.
啊，我们看来希伯来书13:15，我们一起来读来。来，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭。这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。好
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name.
所以感谢主，这是那承认主名之人嘴唇所结的果。
This is the fruit of the lips of a person who believes in God.
下面我们要领圣餐。
Now we are going to participate in the Lord's Supper. With the deacons.
丹弟兄，请执事五位。
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。 上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们在主日能够再次来到你的殿堂。
That on this day we can come up to your sanctuary again.
来到你面前，享用桌上的饼和杯。
We come before you to enjoy the bread and the cup on this table.
让我们再次感受，看见主你为我们的摆上你的恩典和你的广大。
What we see and it's reminded once
我们是何等有福的人。
We are so blessed.
主耶稣在十字架上， 他的身体为我们裂开， 他的血为我们流出。
Jesus broke his body and shed his precious blood for us on the cross.
是我们的罪得赦。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
主也把他的灵放在我们里面。
The Lord has also put His Spirit in us and has given us the eternal hope. We have a blessed assurance.
好，我们下面请会众起立，
我们一起唱圣经诗414首， Let's stand and sing this hymn. Please be seated.
下面是报告的时间，苏弟兄。Announcement
time.
各位弟兄姐妹朋友，主安。主安。你们今天进来应该看到有一个教会主日程序表。
Today, as you enter church, you would have received a church bulletin.
你也看到我们的招待在那里发，也欢迎。
And you will also have been greeted by our usher who stood there and gave you this bulletin.
为这两项事工，我们要说哈利路亚赞美主。
For this two ministry, we want to say hallelujah and praise the Lord for this.
虽然我们不完美，但是主为我们预备。
Even though we are not perfect, but God provides.
好，我们会继续改进。
We will continue to improve on this.
好， 欢迎第一次来到我们当中的朋友，你们第一次来的新朋友。
We want to welcome our first time visitors. If you're here for the first time, would you stand and introduce yourself?
或者是从别的城市来的朋友。
Or if you're from other cities.
Out of town people.
Out of town.
Just raise your hand. We want to recognize you.
Lenny
的朋友在那边。欢迎你们。哎，还有一个男生没有 recognize， 不行。这样不公平啊。
Oh, the guy sitting next to Lenny。
好，还有我们左手边有一些年轻的朋友回来看。Yeah, Jenny 带了一些朋友。好，这是
okay.
Jenny 的室友还有朋友，欢迎你们，希望你们能够常来。还有没有其他的朋友？好
，Anybody else? Okay, we welcome all of you.
好、yeah. 再来是谢谢大家昨天来帮忙大扫除。
And we want to thank everyone who came yesterday.To help in our church spring cleaning.
好，今天打扫的第一组就请你们继续维护。
But today, group one continues to clean the church.
好，然后我们夏天割草的事工开始了，请你跟李江峰弟兄联络，有感动的。
And Lawn mowing for summer starts. So if you would like to help mowing lawn for our church, please get in touch with Charles.
好，下来是夏令会报名，集体报名，我们再给大家一周，下一个主日4月15号截止啊，集体报名。
Registration for Lake Yo ends by next week.So by next week, you need to be registered for Lake Yole.
好，你不会填报名表的，请你跟许建弟兄询问。
If you don't know or you haven't and you want to learn how to fill in the registration, please get in touch with 许建。
好，今天执事会1:15
开始。Deacons meeting at 1:15 today.
好，4月13号就是星期六，我们有一个特别的课程，就是旧约概论还有问题解答，请你这个星期三4月10号告诉谭彼得弟兄你要不要来参加，然后有几个人，因为我们需要统计人数，我们要准备午饭的事情，请你帮忙。而且你有问题的，请你写好，请林牧师回答，或者是你要请 Charlie 弟兄。
This coming Saturday is a training session or discussion session on the Old Testament, an overview of the Old Testament, question and answer, and just any questions that you might have about the Old Testament.For the English session, we have Brother Charlie Greenwell, who will be leading in that discussion. And we wish that you will prepare your questions before that and give it to Peter. And also let him know by this Wednesday if you would come and how many of you would come, because they need to prepare lunch and childcare and stuff like that.
好，我们四月14号主日下午有领会的训练。
April 14, there will be a training.
好。
20.
哦，搞错了。
14 is something else.
好，14号下午是讲员跟翻译的弟兄姐妹有一个。
April 14 is speakers and translators meeting. April 21 worship leaders meeting training.
然后4月21号是领会的训练培训。
Yeah, April 21st, worship leaders training.
好，我们仍然需要招待的同工，请你跟黄景坤弟兄联络。
We still need ushers. If you wish to, please get in touch with Carl Huang.
然后下一季的领会服饰表已经印出来在走廊，请你去参考。
Next quarter's schedule is out. Please take a copy with you when you leave.
好，另外一个下面一项就是很重要的，就是我们主日的周报里面有统计我们各项活动的出席人数，请负责的弟兄姐妹在走廊那个里面有一个夹子，你们去填你们那一班出席的人数。
The next announcement is rather important. If you are a Sunday school leader, a class teacher, we need to tell